Vidite se, potrebna su dva činioca u duhovnom životu.
We need to continue to strive on and on.
Da nastavimo da se trudimo dalje i dalje.
And for that it is necessary to have enthusiasm.
I za to je potrebno da imamo entuzijazam.
We need for this some sources of enthusiasm.
Zato su nam potrebni određeni izvori entuzijazma.
You know, it needs to... What is it? I was it's Mangal Arati reading in the scriptures.
Mangal Arati, čitanje spisa.
But more than anything, cooperation with devotees.
Ali više od sveg, više od ičega, saradnja sa bhaktama.
Now I will talk now a little bit about this subject.
Sada ću malo govoriti o toj temi.
Where we need to apply our intelligence.
Gdje moramo da primjenimo našu inteligenciju. Mm.
In Krishna consciousness, we have really two functions.
U svjesnosti Krishna imamo dve funkcije.
To become Krishna conscious and to spread Krishna consciousness.
Da postanemo svjesni Krishna i da širimo svjesnost Krishna.
One way to spread Krishna consciousness is by book distribution.
Jedan način širenja svjesnosti Krishna je deljenjem knjiga.
Through book distribution, we reach the condition. It's the first contact usually conditioned soul has with. Krishna consciousness.
Deljenje knjiga je obično prvi kontakt koje uslovljene duše imaju sa svjesnošću Krishne.
For distributing Krishna consciousness we need preaching programs.
Za širenje svjesnosti Krishne potrebni su propovjedački programi.
Very often this is the first contact someone has with Krishna consciousness.
I vrlo često to je prvi kontakt koji neko ima sa svjesnošću Krishne.
Yesterday I spoke with some devotees and they you know, they told me that during preaching programs they made their first contacts.
Jučer sam razgovarao sa nekim baktama i oni su mi rekli da je njihov prvi kontakt bio kroz propovedačke programe.
But most properly, at least where the book distribution is strong, more people will get contact by books.
Ali najvjerovatnije tamo gdje je snažno razvijeno deljenje knjiga, većina ljudi će kroz knjige imati prvi kontakt.
And the third way to spread Krishna consciousness is by temple life.
A treći način za širenje svjesnosti Krishna je kroz hramski život.
And the different activities which take place in the temple.
I kroz različite djelatnosti koje se odvijaju u hramu.
Now in my presentation which I will do now, I will speak about these three areas.
U prezentaciji koju ću sada dati, govorit ću o ova tri područja.
And I will try to help each, I will try to motivate each one of you
i pokušat ću da motivišem sve vas
to give more life in the services,
da date više života u tim službama.
Do you need a little pause or can you still follow me?
Da li vam potrebna mala pauza ili možete još uvijek da me pratite?
I'm sorry it always takes double as long, but I really think a translation like this is better than in one corner.
Izvinite što sve traje dvostruko više, ali zaista mislim da je ovako prevođenje bolje nego da neko sedi.
I personally think we should make a little pause.
Lično mislim da treba da napravimo malu pauzu.
Where you can, you know, with the with the human necessity, you can think a little bit about what I say. Because for the second part, you need a little bit of intelligence about it. Remember that you have always driving, basically the other. Then make some intelligent friends. So that you can in the first part of our presentation, we have analyzed that it is very important in one's spiritual life to keep the flame of striving constantly burning.
U prvom delu naše prezentacije smo istakli da je da treba održati žar truda
To always strive for Krishna consciousness means we must be enthusiastic.
Uvek se truditi, uvek težiti ka svesti Krišne znači da moramo da budemo entuzijastični.
Enthusiasm is the life of our Krishna conscious existence.
Entuzijazam je život našeg postojanja u svesti Krišne.
And we have said that for each devotee individually it is good if he or she thinks about sources where he benzinska pumpa of vera.
Rekli smo da svaki bhakta mora da razmisli o izvorima benzinskoj pumpi vere.
So that on your way back home, back to Godhead, you will make it.
Tako da na vašem putu povratka nazad kući Bogu uspete.
A second qualification we have heard is to have unflinching intelligence.
Druga kvalifikacija o kojoj smo čuli je imati nepokolebljivu inteligenciju.
And not to be deviated.
I ne skrenuti.
Yes. So, for this I would like to now request all of us to study the three ways how we can distribute Krishna consciousness.
Zbog toga želeo bih da razmotrimo tri načina kako možemo da delimo svesnost Krišne.
Remember, every devotee has two functions: to become Krishna conscious himself.
Svaki bhakta ima dve funkcije, da sam postane svestan Krišne.
And to distribute it.
I da je širi, da je deli.
It's like breathing in.
To je kao udah.
And breathing out.
I izdah.
You need both.
Oboje vam je potrebno.
If you just spread Krishna consciousness but you never try to become Krishna conscious yourself,
ako samo širite svesnost Krišne, a ne pokušavate da sami postanete svesni Krišne,
you will live in a crisis after some time.
Vi ćete u krizi nakon nekog vremena.
And if you just try to become Krishna conscious but never spread Krishna consciousness,
ako samo pokušavate da budete svesni Krišne, ali nikada ne širite svesnost Krišne,
you will maybe become a little selfish.
Možete postati malo sebični.
And your lajananya will become bigger.
I vaš lažni ja će se povećati.
So let us now, after having discussed a little bit how to enthusiastically become Krishna consciousness, talk about spreading Krishna consciousness.
Hajde sada, nakon što smo govorili malo o tome kako entuzijastično postati svjesna Krišne, da govorimo o širenju svjesnosti Krišne.
I first want to talk a little bit about book distribution.
Prvo želim malo da govorimo o delju knjiga.
About preaching programs.
Propovedačkim programima.
And about temple preaching.
I o hramskom propovedanju.
I will begin, and after this I will talk about cooperation.
A nakon toga ću govoriti o saradnji.
This will become very interesting.
To će biti vrlo zanimljivo.
This is what many of you have come for.
To je ono zbog koga ste mnogi od vas i došli.
I know some have heard there will be a pizza, so they also have come for that reason.
Zato su neki čuli da će biti pizza, pa su i zato došli.
But many have come for this little malo teško subject.
Mnogi su došli zbog ovog malo teške teme.
Yes, cooperation.
Saradnje.
Okay, let us first now go into these three areas.
Hajde prvo da idemo ova tri područja.
I know if Rohini Sutta Prabhu would be sitting next to me on the sofa, he would be very pleased about what I'm saying now.
Znam, ako bi Rohini Sutta Prabhu bio pored mene na ovoj sofi, on bi bio vrlo zadovoljen sa mnom.
Because
kažemo,
we in the past used to go always out one day a year together.
Ja i on smo zajedno jednom godišnje išli u Sankirtan.
He was my Sankirtan leader.
On je bio moj sankirtan lider.
I think last year we also went out.
Prošle godine smo išli, isto išli van.
And I was his humble servant.
Ja sam bio njegov ponizni sluga.
I still am I his humble servant, but in that relationship we were a sankirtan party. Once a year we are.
Još uvijek sam njegov ponizni sluga, ali tada smo imali taj odnos u sankirtan grupi.
I think we should one day, both of us together, go with all of you out of book distribution and yes. Kremski, Hajlovski.
Mislim da i on i ja trebamo jednom sa svima vama da odemo da delimo knjige u Knez Mihajlove.
I will challenge Madhva Muni.
Ja ću izazvati Madhva Munija.
And he will challenge maybe Bhakta Priya. Rohini Sutta Prabhu will challenge Bhakta Priya.
A Rohini Sutta Prabhu će izazvati Bhakta Priju.
No, Sankirtan is very important.
Sankirtan je veoma važan.
Because we can give the first contact with people on the street through the books very easily.
Kroz knjige vrlo lako možemo napraviti prvi kontakt sa ljudima.
Prabhupada said, all over the universe there are conditioned souls who are devotees.
Prabhupada je rekao, po celom univerzumu ima uslovenih duša koje su bhakte.
Our duty is to find them by sankirtan.
Naša dužnost je da ih pronađemo sankirtanom.
Sankirtan, for those of you who want to be inspired in sankirtan, there is this very nice book out, The Nectar Ocean of Book Distribution, or The Nectar of Book Distribution.
Za one među vama koji želite da budete inspirisani za sankirtan, postoji vrlo lepa knjiga, Nektar deljenja knjiga.
I feel every one of us will become very enthusiastic if you relate yourself in some ways with book distribution.
Ja mislim da svako od nas će postati entuzijastičan ako se na neki način poveže sa deljenjem knjiga.
Even if you are in the congregation.
Čak i ako ste u kongregaciji.
Sankirtan can also mean singing the holy name in public.
Sankirtan također znači pevati sveto ime u javnosti.
This is done through preaching programs.
To se radi kroz propovedačke programe.
It's very, very important.
Veoma, veoma važno.
I remember we organized preaching programs when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet for him.
Sjećam se da dok je Srila Prabhupada bio na planeti, mi smo za njega organizovali propovedačke programe.
I saw him in Stockholm.
Vidio sam ga u Stockholmu.
When he saw that so many people were dancing in the hall to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Kada je vidio da toliko mnogo ljudi pleše u dvorani na Hare Krishna Maha Mantru,
a diamond appeared in the corner of his eyes.
Dijamant se pojavio u uglu njegovog oka.
That was a tear of ecstasy.
To je bila suza ekstaze.
Yeah. I have seen with my own eyes.
Ja sam vidio svojim očima.
I remember he had just finished his lecture.
Upravo je bio završio svoju lekciju.
And the program was that he would go now and we would continue with the next item.
Program je bio da on sada ode, da mi nastavimo sa sljedećom tačkom.
But Prabhupada said, we wanted to help him, you know, go.
Prabhupada izvoli, možeš da ideš.
So Prabhupada would not go.
Prabhupada nije htio da ide.
And he said to the public, now I will sing a very special song for you.
I onda je Prabhupada rekao, sada ću vam otpevati vrlo specijalnu pesmu.
And then he sang Chintamani.
I onda je pevao Chintamani.
And then he said, I don't want to take more of your time.
Rekao, ne želim da vam oduzimam vremena.
But I will explain the song a little bit.
Ali malo ću vam objasniti.
And then he gave a drugi lecture. He was so enthusiastic. He encouraged these preaching programs like anything. He said we should come in colorful dhotis. And we should bring everyone to chant the holy names. He also spoke of multivision. And he said this group should travel all over the world.
I rekao je, ova grupa treba da putuje po celom svetu.
You know, from these instructions, we developed Gauranga Bhajan group.
I prema tim instrukcijama smo razvili Gauranga Bhajan
group. Nityananda grupa.
Nityananda grupa.
All kinds of, you know, preaching programs are so important.
Propovedački programi su toliko važni.
Because by these preaching programs, a deep impression is created in the heart.
Jer kroz te propovedačke programe duboki utisak ostaje u srcu.
People have received the books.
Ljudi su primili knjige.
And now they meet devotees.
I sada susreću bhakte.
Chanting the holy name.
Koji pevaju sveto ime.
Giving them prasadam.
Da im prasadam.
Talking the philosophy to them.
I govorim filozofiju.
Showing them the holy places by multivision, by slides.
Pokazujem sveta mesta preko multivizije i slajdova.
It's such a deep impression for them.
To je tako, ostavlja tako duboki utisak.
Then comes the third step.
I onda dolazi treći korak.
That is a temple.
To je hram.
We must have attractive temples.
Moramo da imamo privlačne hramove.
Where happy and satisfied devotees are living.
Gde žive srećni i zadovoljni bhakti.
who worship the deities.
Koji obožavaju božanstva.
who are strong in spiritual life and spiritual convictions.
Koji su čvrsti u duhovnom životu i čvrsti mu i uverenjima.
And then people will say, I want to live like this.
I onda će ljudi reći, ja želim da živim ovako.
Either in the temple,
bilo u hramu,
or most of the people will live in the house like Krishna consciousness.
Ili većina ljudi će živjeti kod kuće i praktikovati se s Krishna.
Now I would like to talk now about a little bit more specific about these three areas.
Želim malo detaljnije da govorim o ove tri stvari.
Our Beograd temple, the devotees have done fantastic service.
U našem beogradskom hramu bate su uradili fantastičnu službu.
They have developed a prasadam distribution program.
Razvili su program deljenja prasadama.
And they have distributed just recently in 1 month or in 2 months maybe 450 kgs of this salty preparations.
Za dva mjeseca podelili su 450 kila grickalica.
When you come to the restaurant of Bhakti Gaudana, you can eat these grickalicas.
Dođete u restoran Bhakti Gaudana u Zemunu, možete da jedete te grickalice.
Yes, a very one of the most famous restaurants here in Beograd.
To je jedan od najpoznatijih restorana u Beogradu.
This grickalicas. Yeah. Then there is a nice communication department.
Onda postoji fini komunikacijski odelenje.
With Shailavasini Mataji and Dahani Mataji and others. I do not know the names so well.
Sa tim baktama?
Yes. Then we have a very important branch which Rohini Sudha Prabhu very much supports. It's character development.
Imamo jednu granu koju Rohini Sudha podržava, razvoj karaktera.
For the foundation of the devotee's life.
Za temelj života
bhakti. Yeah, yeah. Nasi, dragi, akrure, karaktiski, developmentski. He would not translate it. Then, what else? Then there's new plans in the temple or new developments how to cooperate inside the temple.
Postoje nove stvari koje se razvijaju u okviru hrama, kako se rađivati.
Sometimes in temples there are these little cliques.
Ponekad postoje mala trenja u hramu.
Yeah, little groups, sankirtan, pujaris, you know, cooks.
Male grupe se naprave, sankirtan, pujari, kuvari.
But in our Belgrade temple, there's a lot of ideas to cooperate between the different departments and the different individuals.
U hramu imaju ideju da sarađuju između različitih odelenja.
So, in this way, in our temple, there are many new steps, and of course, there's a Sunday program.
Tu je nedeljni program.
And it's a base for the Sankirtan devotees and so on.
I hram je baza za Sankirtan bhakti i tako dalje.
And many talks are made how to improve the atmosphere.
I puno se govori o tome kako se poboljša atmosfera.
This is a very important part. I personally have become very, very grateful the devotees in the Nityananda Grupa who have arranged these nice preaching programs for me.
Ja sam lično vrlo, vrlo zahvalan baktama iz grupe Nityananda koji su za mene aranžirali te propovedačke programe.
Shishtikata, had just yesterday we saw some videos of the old times.
Shishtikata ostali bakte videli smo video snimke iz prošlosti, od ranih programa.
5,000 people dancing in ecstasy and chanting very clearly the holy name.
5,000 ljudi plešu u ekstasi i veoma glasno pevaju sveto ime.
And Shishtikata said, sometimes when the devotees got fetched me from the airport in Frankfurt or Switzerland, wherever I landed.
Shishtikata kaže, kada su me bakte pokupili sa aerodroma u Švajcarskoj,
they saw almost light around my whole body from all the enthusiasm.
Videli su svetlo oko mog tela od sveg entuzijazma.
Where have you been?
Gde si bio?
What have you done?
Šta si radio?
Oh, I was in wild Serbia.
Bio sam u rudoj Srbiji.
So this, you know, I'm very grateful to Neshwara, Madanaraja, Nandadula, Taraka, Shaptapurna. I know this preaching group has gone through interesting journey. And not every period of the journey was an easy one. But I have always been highly impressed by the strong desire to continue spreading Krishna consciousness.
Ali bio sam uvek jako impresioniran njihovom snažnom željom da šire svest Krishna.
And I have been impressed by the results.
I rezultatima sam bio impresioniran.
Like in Beijing, when the vice president and the president said, "Ja volim Srila Prabhupada's books."
U Beijingu su gradonačelnik, tako i njegov zamenik,
president and vice president,
rekli su javno, "Ja volim Srila Prabhupada's knjige."
Yes, they openly said, "Ja volim."
Because
they were so moved by the presentation of in the program. I think just like the temple activities must be supported, the preaching activities of these devotees must be supported also. And then, and in this preaching programs, I feel, however, there's something we must take care of the follow-up. What will happen now with the vice president and the president? What will happen with a young journalist who gave his address to me? Yesterday, we have said we should give these Guneshwar Mahodari said we should give these addresses to Atmabhu, Vangsi, Megarupa, you know, the follow up preachers. And other follow up preachers. This is very important that there is a follow up. There needs to be some, you know, connection with preaching and preaching programs. I thought it was a wonderful idea to hand these addresses to the other parties, preaching parties. And I also would like to praise the Sankirtan devotees. Madhva Muni, our Sankirtan devotee. The Madhva leader, isn't it?
Yes.
I know him as a little, as a young boy. A little bit too long for his age. And he has become a lion on the street. Also the Avant Bhaktalah, Anandini, Aginjana, yes. And so many other Sankirtan devotees. You're doing a wonderful service. Everyone thinks in the countries where I'm usually from, that it's impossible to do Sankirtan. Shyama Priya! How could I forget? She was so prominent in my mind that I overlooked her. How Shyama Priya always writes to me, "Guru Maharaj, it's not so easy. These people are so groovy." But then she said how she went to, someone took her to the police station and she started to preach to all the policemen and they took Knignoski. I think Madhva Muni and all the and Akinjana and all the Sankirtan devotees have similar stories.
mislim da Madhva Muni je uključena i drugi Sankirtan Bhakti je sličan
uključen. In the world everyone thinks it's not possible, Serbia is too much, they have a certain understanding fed by the media.
U svetu svi misle da nije moguće da je te knjige u Srbiji zato što su stekle razumevanje zbog medija.
No, it goes on.
Ali Sankirtan ide dalje u Srbiji.
Now, I think in all these areas we have to apply our intelligence and our utsahan, our enthusiasm, how to extend these areas.
U svim tim područjima djelovanja treba da primjenimo svoju inteligenciju i entuzijazam kako expandiramo.
It's very, very important.
To je veoma, veoma važno.
That we encourage all the devotees who work with these utsahana. Maya will try that we make friction with us, that we should not become deviated. Understand, it is important that preaching goes on. Even indirect preaching. And Dr. Shrinivas has a vegetarian
society.
From Food for Life, which he did so nice, now vegetarian society.
Hrane za život koje je tako lepo uradio, nastalo je vegetarijansko društvo.
Everyone needs to be supported.
Svako mora da bude podržan.
So that they can be enthusiastic. You remember, you said enthusiasm gets down when one is criticized or politics are made.
Sjećate se, vi ste rekli da se entuzijazam spušta kada nekoga kritikuje, se pravi politika.
This is Maya.
To je Maya.
He wants to throw a stick between us, our legs, so that we can't run and fall on our noses.
On želi da nas plete štapom koji nam stavi između nogu, tako da padnemo na nos.
I want to now tell you a little Christian story.
Sada želim da ispričam kratku hrišćansku priču.
Don't worry, I'm still a devotee.
Vidite, ja sam hrišćan.
You will like this story. Once there was a new person who came from the material world to heaven. And Petros, do you remember?
Petar
was standing there, was saying, no, you can't come in. I have something for you. You must. Jesus said, "You must first experience. You can choose. Do you first want to see heaven, or do you first want to see hell?"
Imam za tebe još nešto. Isus je rekao da možda prođeš još nešto. Da li prođeš da vidiš raj ili pakao?
Because there's good karma and bad karma.
Postoji dobra i loša karma.
Peter had read in the Bhagavatam. So this new person said, I will first see hell, because then I will see heaven. Like sometimes when you have a nice plate, you eat first the things which are not so tasty, then you go to the tasty things. So okay, Peter took him to heaven, to hell. And there he saw a big hall. There were many tables. And in the midst of the table, there was a bowl of nice smelling soup. But the people who sat around these tables, there were always around 10 people, 8 people around one table. There were millions of tables.
Bilo je na milione takvih stolova i uvijek je bilo po 8 ljudi za svaki stol.
8 people were sitting around the table. Yeah. They were all crying just like this. Peter explained it.
Peter im je objasnio.
Each one has a 1 meter long spoon.
Svako je imao kašiku sa drškom od 1 meter.
Oh, 1 meter 20, I'm sorry.
Metar i 20 centimetara.
Which was just long enough to go into the soup.
Koja je bila dovoljno duga da uđe u supu.
And they had, but they couldn't put it in the mouth.
Ali nisu mogli ništa da stave.
You Rizimetsky, you understand?
Razumete?
If I have a spoon like this, how then, you know, this is where the thing is. How will I eat? You know, it was, I think a clever one would say, but simple, you just go like, but this was not possible. The hand was bound to this.
Ruka je bila prikrušena za držku.
And they go like, ah, you know, they couldn't eat.
Nisu mogli da jedu.
This is hell.
To je pakao.
They said, come with me to heaven now.
Onda mi rekao, ajde sa mnom u raj.
So they came to heaven.
Došli su u raj.
And they saw again the same hall. Millions of tables. A big bowl of nice soup. And or I think it was rice or something. Something to eat. Yes. And eight people around each table. They also had this, you know, spoon which was tied to the hand. But they were well nourished like Vladan. They were happy. They were singing in ecstasy. Why? The new person looked and studied.
Ta nova osoba je posmatrala i
pričavala. They were talking pleasantly.
Oni su razgovarali prijatan razgovor.
And then one of them said, let's eat.
A jedan od njih je onda rekao, hajde da jedemo.
Good idea, said the others.
Dobra ideja, rekli su drugi.
What they did is,
šta su oni uradili?
They took the spoon,
uzeli su kašiku,
and fed the other person.
Hranili jedni druge.
Who was before them? Resume, Dali? Yeah? Think about this for a moment. What could this mean for you? Is there maybe some relation? What could it mean? It's so obvious. It needs cooperation. Now, now I know that it is sometimes easy for certain devotees to cooperate with each other. For others, it is not so easy. For instance, I couldn't cooperate with the devotee who wants to be certain. Communicate.
Ne mogu da, na primjer, ja sarađujem sa vatom koji samo zna da govori srpski, jer onda ne možemo da komuniciramo.
There must be some similarities.
Mora da postoje određene sličnosti.
Some liking. And a strong concentration on a common mission. I would suggest that we do not try to be impossible. But I would strongly suggest that we see that we can more cooperate more. Remember, we want to strengthen all these
parts.
We want to help the book distribution. We want to help the temple. We want to help the preaching programs. Sometimes cooperation can be an austerity. Because we have to tolerate sometimes the qualities in others which we do not appreciate. Cooperation can also be another an austerity for another reason. It's easier to be in your clique.
Clique means your clanu.
Those of you who come from, you know, if you come from the same town,
ako dolazite iz istog grada,
or from the same social background,
ili imate iz iste socijalne sredine,
or from the same temperamentski background,
ili ljudi ste istog temperamenta,
cooperation between in a clan it's easy.
U klanu saradnja je laka.
But sometimes we need to also step out of our little group.
Ali ponekad moramo malo da istupimo iz naše male grupe.
When it's a question of higher missions.
Kad su u pitanju više misije.
Higher purposes.
Viši ciljevi.
Cooperation also means that you are willing to accept your mistakes.
Saradnja također znači da ste voljni da prihvatite svoje greške.
If I cooperate with the devotees,
ako sarađujem sa baktama,
they will tell me, oh, you are doing very nice in this area, but in that particular area, ah, it would be so easier if you would change a little bit your behavior.
Oni će mi reći, ti vrlo lepo radiš u ovom delu, u ovom području, ali u ovom drugom bilo bi lako ako bi se malo promenio.
Cooperation is not easy.
Saradnja nije laka.
But it's heaven.
Ali je raj.
Non-cooperation can mean hell.
Nesaradnja može značiti pakao.
Do you remember my Stolitsky? I can't say he behind all impulse and think it's a Bill Serbian. My story. Yes. Yes. So, in cooperation, we learn two things: to give up our old mistakes.
U saradnji učimo dve stvari: da ostavimo naše stare greške.
To see a higher zeal.
Da vidimo više cilj.
And to jump over our larger than ego.
I da preskočimo, da prevladamo svoj lažni ja.
If it's too difficult,
ako je previše teško,
then we should be with those with whom we can cooperate easier.
Onda treba da budemo sa onima sa kojima možemo lakše da sarađujemo.
But if we want to have a revolution in Krishna consciousness in Serbia, we will need to more cooperation.
Ali ako želimo revoluciju sa svetošću Krišne u Srbiji, moramo više da sarađujemo.
I want to also now finish by saying, giving a few tips.
Želim da završim dajući nekoliko malih savjeta.
And first tip is, become thoughtful.
Prvi je, postanite misaoni.
This is a time for deep reflection.
Ovo je vreme za duboko razmišljanje.
You should know what is what.
Treba da znate šta je šta.
Now I have given a presentation. I think you all have seen, I feel very strongly for these points. I have given my best to try to encourage you. But think about these points on your own. Don't be lazy in your thought. Think about what it could mean to you.
Mislite šta bi to značilo za vas.
I don't want to do now the next step that is to organize these areas.
Želim da ja radim sljedeći korak i da organizujem ta područja djelovanja.
I think Rohini Sutta Prabhu is much more qualified.
Mislim da Rohini Sutta Prabhu je mnogo kvalifikovaniji.
I think that we have a temple team, we can talk with them.
Imamo hramski tim, pa možemo da razgovaramo sa njima.
We have Sankirtan leaders, they can inspire devotees for Sankirtan.
Imamo Sankirtan lidere, oni mogu da inspirišu bhakte za Sankirtan.
We have the Nityananda grupa, they know what is to be done.
Oni imamo grupu Nityananda koji znaju šta treba uraditi.
So, talk with each other.
Razgovarajte jedni s drugima.
Think deeply.
Duboko razmislite.
I have seen in the past, many times, devotees I'm just hearing something and they go, yups, aye aye sir. then they start to go, and then they have so many questions and don't know because they have not thought about this.
Vidio sam mnogo puta u prošlosti, bakte bi samo rekli da, i onda bi išli u nokolo i nisu razmislili o tome i onda ništa ne bi bilo o tome.
Now you need to think about this.
Sada morate da razmislite o tome.
Talk with each other.
Razgovarajte jedni s drugima.
And but don't forget, this is a good mission.
Ali ne zaboravite, ovo je dobra misija.
Progress means a series of adjustments in the right direction.
Napredak je niz fleksibilnih pokušaja usmerenih ka pravom cilju.
I feel if all of the devotees here.
Ja smatram da ako svi bhakte ovde
would give it like half a year.
Posvete pola godine.
To go through these stragosti of cooperation.
Da prođu kroz strogost saradnje.
It's not always stragosti.
To nije uvijek
but strogosti. Sometimes in some areas.
Ali ponekad u nekim područjima.
Our preaching would explode.
Naše propovedanje će eksplodirati.
Because we have so many talented devotees in Serbia.
Jer imamo toliko mnogo talentovanih bhakta u Srbiji.
Very strong persons.
Vrlo snažne osobe.
Everyone who comes here, my God brother, tells me.
Svako od moje braće po Bogu kad dođe ovdje.
We are all very impressed by you.
Mi smo svi jako impresionirani sa vama.
If you could just cooperate.
Ako možete samo da sarađujete.
And get the Balkanitska and temperamentski out. No, it's not necessary. Sorry. Izminite. Shouldn't have said it. Work for this.
Radite na tome.
You will become happy.
Postaćete srećni.
The people will become happy.
Ljudi će biti srećni.
You will go back to Godhead.
Vratit ćete se nazad Bogu.
But you have to think about this yourself.
Morate sami da razmislite o tome.
It's your duhovni život.
To je vaš duhovni život.
I feel the changing times teach us this.
Smatram da nas promenljiva vremena uče tome.
Become a real person.
Postanite prava osoba.
Become a developed person.
Postanite razvijena osoba.
And then if you cooperate, whoo, it will be nectar.
A onda kad sarađujete, to će biti nektar.
Another small rule I want to say.
Još jedno malo pravilo želim da
for half a year, no bad talks behind other people's backs.
Pola godine da se ne govori iza leđa o drugima.
Try to do it.
Pokušajte da uradite to.
Your life will change.
Život će se promeniti.
You know, if I go, for instance,
primer,
if I would go after this meeting
ako bih ja nakon ovog sastanka,
to Shrishtikarta and say, did you see Akrura's nose? What is your opinion about this particular nose? And then we would get into critical talk about Akrura's nose. I personally, I'm just using it as an example. I think it is a beautiful nose. This would be very bad. I'm obviously giving a harmless example. In this Shastra it is said, if I talk critically about a Vaishnav, two things will happen to me. A thief will come in my personality and steal two things which are absolutely important for my spiritual life. Determination and spiritual intelligence. By Vaishnava apparat, these two things are stolen.
Vaishnava apparat,
Remember, our talk started on the basis of this verse that we have to strive constantly for to awaken our spiritual consciousness. We need enthusiasm or determination. And remember, we thought we need to think a little bit how to cooperate and spread this preaching. Shastra says these two things are taken away when you talk bad about someone.
Shastra kaže te dve stvari gubite ako da govorite loše o nekome.
Behind his back.
Iza njegovih leđa.
There's room for correction.
Postoji prostor za ispravku.
But all this bad talk.
Ali sve te loše reči.
Is killing your spiritual life.
Ubija vaš duhovni život.
There is no gain in this.
Nema dobitka u tome.
Gain is there if correction is necessary in Vaishnav correction. But in this bad talk, it's just a loss, and the biggest loser are you. So give it half a year, try half a year to not talk bad about someone. By half a year, 3 months. If this is too much, 1.5 months. If this is too difficult, 2 weeks. If this is too difficult, just give it a try for 1 week.
Samo nedelju dana, probajte.
You will see how you feel.
Vidite kako se osjećate.
You won't believe it.
Nećete verovati.
You will feel like a newborn person.
Osjećate se kao novorođena osoba.
I don't expect you to believe me what I say. Just try it, make an experiment.
Ne očekujem da mi vjerujete ono što kažem, nego samo probajte, napravite eksperiment.
It's an interesting experiment.
To je zanimljiv eksperiment.
1 week, let me say 1.5 weeks. It will work. Krishna. So I thank you very much. I hope it was helpful. You were so kind to me. To listen to my presentation. I will have a little time, but not endless time, for question and answers.
Imam malo vremena, ali ne beskrajno za pitanje I odgovore.
Let us first ask how far is the kitchen department? Will you look? Yes. Yeah. The question will be when can prasadam be served? Yes. Sometimes quite intense to talk so much. You can think already about your questions. Yes? What is the information? Good. We have 20 to 25 minutes. Yes. Okay. So are there any questions? Please, on the subject matter which we have discussed.
Ali molim vas u vezi teme koje smo diskutovali.
Kada jesmo,
ti znači
ne.
Sometimes we are enthusiastic to preach, but people don't accept. So then we lose the desire to go on preaching.
Preach to devotees or preach to outsiders?
Bhaktamai Vani.
Vani.
Outsiders.
I feel every endeavor needs to have some type of success for in some type of in the long run.
Ja smatram da svaki napor će na duge staze dovesti do nekog uspeha.
If the people don't respond to your preaching,
ako ljudi ne reaguju na tvoje propovedanje,
it could mean that you don't know how to preach.
Može značiti da ne znaš kako da propovedaš.
Then you must learn.
Onda moraš da učiš.
It could mean that the people are too groovy to understand.
Može značiti da su ljudi previše grubi da bi shvatili.
Then you might have to find a better audience.
Onda možda ćeš morati da nađeš bolju publiku.
Whatever it is, I have experienced, if you are very serious, Krishna will send you people you can preach to.
Ali šta god da je, moje iskustvo je da ako propovedaš, Krishna će ti poslati ljude.
I remember one of my best disciples. Most interesting way I met one of my disciples was like this.
Najinteresantniji način na koji sam sreo jednog od mojih učenika je bio ovako.
I was in the airplane to Split.
Bio sam u avionu koji je vozio Split.
And I must tell you, I was a little nerved by the atmosphere in the airplane.
Bio sam malo uznemiren atmosferom u avionu.
I don't want to tell you the details, but people were just so groovy on this airplane.
Ne želim da vam govorim detalje, ali ljudi su na tom avionu bili vrlo grubi.
And I thought in my heart, I want to preach.
I mislio sam u srcu, želim da propovedam.
I want to help someone of these. These are so fallen people.
Želim da pomognem nekim od ovih ljudi. Da su tako pali ljudi.
So, then, but I always do when I sit in the airplane, I wait until everyone is out of the airplane.
Kad sedim u avionu, uvijek čekam dok svi ne izađu.
So then I looked up.
Onda sam pogledao naviše.
And my eyes fell on two young people.
I moje oči su pale na dvoje mladih ljudi.
And I remembered, I was thinking, praying to Krishna, it would be so nice if these would become devotees.
I onda sam se molio Krishna, bilo bi tako lepo kad bi ovi postali bhakte.
And I looked at them. Ja and they looked back.
Pogledali, oni su me pogledali.
And it was a very special glance.
I to je bio vrlo poseban pogled.
Maybe if we asked how Sanatan first met Sudevi and they looked at each other and they went like, not Sudevi, Sundari, I'm sorry, you know.
Ako pitate Sanatanu kako je prvi put sreo Sundari pa kako su im se sreli pogledi.
You remember Sundari?
Sećaš se?
It's like, very special.
Specijalno događaj.
Yes. And it was something spiritual.
To je bilo nešto duhovno.
I was just desiring so much. These two young people must become devotees.
Ja sam toliko želeo da to je dvoje mladih postanu bhakte.
And something went on with them also.
I u njima se nešto događalo također.
Later, I remember. They looked, then they were bewildered to see me in Vaishnav dress.
Oni su bili malo zbunjeni kad su me vidjeli u vaishnavskoj odeći.
So they went into Split.
Oni su otišli u Split.
And they saw a poster with my picture.
Vidjeli su poster sa mojom slikom.
Come to the program.
Dođite na program.
And they thought, we met this person on the airplane.
Sjetili su se, a sreli smo ovu osobu u avionu.
He is this Zazi Nina, you know.
On je ovaj, što piše.
Yes. And we must see him. This was a very special person.
Moramo da ga vidimo, ovo je vrlo specijalna osoba.
So they came to the program.
Oni su došli na program.
or they try to come to the program, I don't know. One of the two. But then they saw me back, then they said, this Krishna consciousness, this person we like, and they came into the temple, and they are now, she is an initiated devotee.
Oni su svizali se sa Krishna i došli su u hram i ona je sada inicirana.
And he chants 16 rounds.
A on mantra 16 krugova.
What I want to say is not that I'm a great preacher.
Ne želim da kažem da sam ja veliki propovednik.
I do think there are many more of my godbrothers, Indradumna Maharaj, and many Radhanath Maharaj, many more qualified preachers.
Mislim da postoji mnogo više kvalifikovanih propovednika Indradumna Maharaj.
I only want to say, if the desire is strong,
želim samo da kažem, ako je želja snažna,
it will happen.
Desit će se.
You must become more enthusiastic.
Moraš da postaneš entuzijastičniji.
Your desire must become more strong. You must go to the sources of enthusiasm.
Moraš da ideš do izvora entuzijazma.
Others. All the mladi Vaishnavas ask questions.
Mladi Vaishnava postoji.
Mladi means young. Yes, please. What is your name?
Babu
Lavana
Das.
Babu Lavana?
Yes. I want to ask, I have a service in the temple, and with the preaching I have three problems. First problem is, I'm shy to approach to somebody. Second is, when I approach, they preach to me. I won't say yes. The third problem is I don't want to talk with anyone. I go in my room and read or do something.
Ja radim službu u hramu i kad želim da propovedam, dešavaju se tri stvari. Prva je da sam previše stidljiv da priđem ljudima. Onda druga je kad im priđem obično,
they preach to me, yes.
Oni meni propovedaju. A treća,
I want to go in my room.
What?
I'm going
to go to anyone, I go to room and read or volim da pomozim.
Some of us are shy.
Neki od nas smo stidljivi.
Some of us are not so shy.
Neki nisu tako stidljivi.
I feel if you are shy,
mislim da ako si ti stidljiv,
don't try to preach to anyone.
Nemoj da pokušavaš da propovedaš.
See if someone wants to learn from you.
Vidi ako neko želi da nauči nešto od tebe.
You can preach to the devotees in the temple.
Možeš da propovedaš bhaktama u hramu.
If you like to read, I think you will know a lot of our philosophy.
Ako voliš da čitaš, mislim da ćeš da znaš puno naše filozofije.
Try to help devotees.
Pokušaj da pomogneš bhaktama.
When you help devotees in the temple, you will see Bahulavana Prabhu. Many devotees will come to you.
Kada hoćeš da pomogneš bhaktama, vidjet ćeš da mnogo bhakta će ti prići.
If you send out the signal, I want to help. Many come.
Ako pošalješ signal, ja želim da pomognem, mnogi će ti doći.
Like bees to a lotus flower.
Kao pčele do lotosovog cveta.
For some of us it's easier if people come to us.
Za neke od nas je lakše ako ljudi dolaze nama.
If you are such a person, then be such a person.
Ako si takva osoba, onda budi takva osoba.
I must tell you, I also become more I don't look like a shy person, I know.
Ja znam da ne izgledam kao stidljiva osoba.
But over the years I see I function much better in preaching if people come to me.
Ali tokom godina sam video da mnogo bolje funkcionišem u propovedanju ako ljudi priđu meni.
Of course it's, you know, we are different. When I'm sitting somewhere I can preach not at all shy.
Mislim različiti, ja kad sedim negdje onda mogu da propovedam i da to nije stidljivo.
Yes, but I can understand you. That is what I want.
Mogu da te razumem, to je ono što sam htio da kažem.
I think it's time also to be the person you are.
Također mislim da je vrijeme da budeš osoba koja jesi.
And engage that in Krishna service.
I to uključi u službu.
I could never sing like Mahodari in my life. I could never distribute books like Madhva Muni. I could never organize like Shaila Vasini.
Nikad ne bih mogu da organizujem kao Shaila Vasini.
I could not do a Akrura's work. I'm too impatient, maybe. but I can do what I can do.
Ali ja mogu da radim ono što mogu da radim.
A little while ago I thought, oh, Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
Pre nekog vremena sam mislio, oh, Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
He is doing such a good služba.
On radi tako dobru službu.
He's making a TV series about Prabhupada, which he sends all over the world.
Pravi TV serija o Prabhupadu koje šalje širom sveta.
What am I doing?
A šta ja radim?
Just eating prasadam and sleeping. I am saying, I am thinking, yes, Parvati. And then I was thinking, but I can also serve Krishna. I can do whatever little thing I can
do.
You become happy if you acknowledge who you are.
Vi ćete postati srećni ako priznate ko ste sebi.
Why should I try to...